Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Friday, November 21st. Remember I said Friday, so note that in your notebook.
Because the weekend.
It means it's the weekend, folks, mm-hmm. and we like Fridays.
Yes.
But it's a sad day because you're leaving. It's your last day today.
It is.
You must be excited, though, moving forward and stuff.
Yeah, but it's going to be a...
You're going to miss it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I know you've been doing the same thing for what, like 10 months or something,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I know it's like you get used to something and then it's hard to change and stuff.
Yeah. Shock to the system.
Yeah. Huh? But I'm sure you're going to look forward to not doing serving anymore. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've had enough of that, right?
Yes. Definitely. I'm fed up at pizza.
Yeah. Wow. Well, this is cool. So you brought in your parents, and we're going to get to your stepfather in just a minute. Your mom doesn't really want to talk, so she can just watch.
She's a little shy.
Yeah, that's okay.
A little quiet.
It happens, although we never let people sit here without talking, but you get
so
special you get special treatment because you're mom. This is exciting. So how long are they staying?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Till, now it's a week on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
They came on Wednesday.
That's
so
fun. You guys been having fun?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
we went and got sushi last night. Took them to the beach, but it was cold yesterday.
Yeah.
But it's still warmer than England.
Yeah.
But and then we got sushi last night, and it was John's first time eating sushi and. Actual, but American, sushi's a lot different in England.
It is, huh? It's
yeah.
different everywhere, I think.
And it's not really fresh, and it's just not that good.
Yeah.
So it was a nice, really good dinner.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, we'll find out about whether he liked it or not,
yeah.
you know? I mean, the fact that he went is pretty cool, but we don't know if he liked it or not. So we'll find out. So, yeah, well, this is cool, you know. So we'll see what's. Just keep us posted and stuff on what's
Definitely.
Going on. And
for sure. And if you ever need a co-host for the day or somebody's out.
Okay. You'll probably be busy, though. You will have long forgotten.
No.
Oh, wow. So, have you been talking to friends still from back east?
Yeah, I've spoken to a couple of people, and I think everybody's just shook up. There was a vigil last night. I think it was last night. But a lot of information's come forward about the shooter.
Yeah, in Florida State University, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, there was a shooting a couple days ago.
Yeah, it was at like midnight on Wednesday night. But I guess the shooter, he graduated.
Now, what were people doing in the library at midnight? That's a big question, huh?
Oh, everyone studies overnight.
Really?
Because everyone crams the night before a test.
Wow. So they keep it open.
Oh, yeah. It's open 24/7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And people just go and like I said, it's more social.
Yeah.
Midnight's nothing for people at FSU.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
But everyone goes to the library late at night and they'll stay up. All night for
wow.
a test.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you used to do that too?
No, never.
Yeah.
Never.
I know, it's like very last minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
But I guess the shooter, he graduated FSU and I think it was 2005, went to somewhere in Texas for law school and was a lawyer. I don't know if I read it was a lawyer's assistant or a practicing lawyer, but he was doing what he studied. He was in some kind of law, but then I guess the past couple of months his ex-girlfriend had called the police a couple times. He'd been showing numerous times where he was just crazy and she thought he had a mental illness. He called the police a couple of times to his apartment thinking like because he was hearing voices between the walls and they were making fun of him.
Wow.
So obviously there was just something wrong.
Yeah.
And then police, the night that he was in Tallahassee, police had gone to his apartment to check up on him. Mm. But obviously he was in Florida.
Wow.
And I don't know if he was in, because he quit his job being the lawyer. And so it just sounded like he was going through a lot. But he was remembered as, and his photo doesn't, he doesn't look like, he doesn't look angry, doesn't look mean. He looks very friendly.
Yeah.
He loved FSU. He reinvented, one of the fraternities had closed down and he helped get it back onto campus. That was the fraternity that he was in. So he just had a big, it sounded like a big heart for FSU, but something obviously went wrong. He said that he felt threatened. His life felt threatened.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but, who knows what went on in that head
right.
of his, you know?
Yeah.
But apparently they're saying he sent packages to 9 different people, got their addresses through Facebook, and people
Well, why
gave
do you have your address
him.
On Facebook?
Yeah, well, he asked people and they gave it to him because people are saying, I thought it was a wedding invitation or something.
Wow.
So, but they don't know what's in the packages. They're supposed to arrive today.
Oh.
Yeah, so who knows what he sent.
Oh, well, that's
know?
Creepy.
I know.
Oh, I just saw that. That just came up on my newsfeed.
Yeah, huh?
FSU shooting update. Shooter Myron May sent packages to Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. I wonder what's in there.
Yeah.
That's, I hope it's just notes, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
I know. I know. People
Definitely.
Are crazy, man. And you got to be very careful. And it seems like in colleges it happens, you know? I mean, they had it at Virginia Tech
yeah.
and what other schools they had, you know? Mm-hmm. It seems to happen every few months.
Yeah,
here in Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
And,
mm-hmm.
Up north in San Francisco also, wasn't it? Like Berkeley or something. I remember not too long ago. So it does happen, you know?
Yeah.
People
Definitely.
Have to be careful.
And, well, I think... Well, they, like I said, there was a vigil and everyone was... I saw a video where everybody stood around the grass bank outside the library and, I mean, thousands.
Really?
I think I said that yesterday too. But, and then they did a midnight one and it's all the lights and...
Right.
Yeah.
But nobody died, right?
Apart from the shooter.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's unusual to hold a vigil when someone didn't die.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess they're just like trying to identify with the victims or something.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a tragedy, you know, and luckily nobody died, but it's still instilled fear in a lot
shooter.
Of people. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Definitely.
Oh, well, what are you going to do, right?
Yeah. I saw a video on somebody had posted it on Facebook where... This girl was videoing because she thought it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, there's a gun. And her and the person she was with laughed and said, why would you say that? And then there's a guy on the floor who'd been shot in the leg.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I've been shot. And she's like, wait, what? And you can hear
wow.
her. She just has no idea. She's like, wait, this isn't a joke? She was filming it thinking it was a joke. And then you can see her, like, running around, like, oh, my God, this is actually real.
Right.
So
wow.
that was crazy to see.
So they have a video?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a few videos that... It doesn't show the shooter, but it shows one of the guys that was shot
oh,
on
wow.
the floor. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty lousy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary, scary.
I know. I just wanted to bring this up because I thought it's pretty funny. Well, it's not that funny, but I guess this woman in Japan who's been married for 7 times and all her husbands have died in the past 20 years.
Oh, wow.
So now when the current husband died, they decided to investigate this and they found cyanide. Cyanide in his body, you know.
Wow.
And she's been getting millions from life insurance money from at least 5 of the previous partners. So she's a millionaire.
Well, what? I mean, that's just stupid of the police that they didn't investigate. You'd think when it got to like the 3rd or 4th, maybe even the 2nd. I mean, not many people have 2 husbands die on them.
Yeah, I know.
So that's...
And especially with all the life insurance business that's going on there,
yeah.
you know. So they're calling her the Black Widow. And she's 75 years old. No, that's the husband, 75 years old. But she's, yeah, she's got $6.8 million over 20 years.
Wow.
That's a lot of money, huh?
That, yeah.
She says, I didn't kill him. I don't know how to kill.
I think not true.
Yeah, we could pretty much try her in the public and be safe we're right, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't happen that way.
Right.
Unless you know how to pick them, right?
Yeah.
Let me pick someone who's going to die soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how people think they can get away with this, but apparently she has for a long time. Right.
Just pushed a luck, one person too many.
I know. And she's got money, too. You know, yeah. It's like, but I guess she just goes, oh, if it's been working, I'll do more of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
People are crazy stuff. Yeah. Know? They do crazy things. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby, I guess people still are coming forward. They're saying that there's been, there are like 13 allegations that have surfaced recently. That's just recently.
Wow.
You know, that's not counting all the other ones that came out.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, and he's not saying anything except through his lawyer. Although I don't blame him. Whatever he says, he's going to put his foot in his mouth.
Right.
You know? And I'm sure, look, if so many people are doing this, there's got to be something to it.
Yeah.
You know? And
for that many people.
I know. And they're saying, you know, consistently that he drugged them and raped them, you know? So he had a method of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's been, it's something that he planned, you know, over and over again.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
And this is someone that everybody trusted. But, you know, they're saying that he also sexually abused his co-star on his show, The Cosby Show. But she says it's disgusting, it's not true, and all that. So, obviously,
well,
there are some rumors.
Well, yeah.
You know, people are going to start all kinds of rumors and stuff.
Definitely.
Right.
That's what the media thrives off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's this is funny. The mayor of London refuses to pay US tax bill. I guess he was born in the States, but he was 5 years old when he moved to the UK. What happens is that I guess if you have a U.S. citizenship, you still have to pay income tax or capital gains tax on the house that he sold.
Oh, wow.
So, and he sold this in London too. You know, but they want money.
Oh, my gosh.
The thing is, you can't get away from the IRS, man. No matter what
you
do, they'll find you, man. They'll find you. If you have a citizenship, man, they'll find you.
Yeah.
They're like leeches, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he owes about $160,000 in taxes. He made profit of £730,000 on the sale. That's a lot of money. Somebody's got to get some of these taxes, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Somebody wants it real badly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a lot of other stuff going on, but we're going to get to John right now, who is your stepfather, right?
Yeah.
How long have you been her stepfather, John? Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Get a little closer to the mic.
Well, okay. Technically they're not married.
Oh, they're not married. Okay. But you're a stepfather. You adopted him.
Yeah.
Okay. But how long have you been around?
7 years.
7 years.
Just over, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you've known him throughout your teens and everything, growing up.
Yeah.
And that. And so how did you guys meet? You and her mom.
Well, actually, in the local wine bar.
Oh, really? Very appropriate for...
Very English.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Wow.
And then as got introduced to the family sort of thing, and then Charlotte with the swimming, and really it was an education from there. I've never been involved in that sort of thing, the sports side of watching somebody come on like she has done.
Yeah, like compete and things like that. So you saw her work hard.
Very much.
Over the years
very
and
much.
Stuff, right.
And then when she came over here when she was 17, then we used to come over to support and watch her swim in various places. And
We're at Atlanta.
Yeah.
There was a few, I can't remember where else. Atlanta, where else were you? Because they would come to ACC's every year.
Oh, okay.
The championship meet, and I can't think where else they were, though. But
oh well.
Yeah.
So, do you have any children from previous marriages?
I have one daughter who's 25. She lives in London.
Okay.
She's in textiles, and she's doing fine. She lives with a boyfriend down there, very happy.
Very cool. Mm. So you have a stepsister, too?
Yeah, she's in fashion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is she older than you are?
25,
Oh,
yeah.
25. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what yeah. you said. Yeah. Very cool. So has she been to the States at all?
No, she hasn't. No. She seems to be... Well, a boyfriend is a chef and has worked in Singapore and various places. Uh-huh. But so because travel. Of the job she's had in the textile industry, she's been really based in England.
Okay.
And I do think in the future they may try elsewhere.
Yeah.
But for
everybody
now
comes
happy.
Here, you know, eventually they'll end up here. Everyone comes
That's
here.
That's what I'm hoping with these two.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys entertained the thought of moving here at all?
No, not really. At the moment, we've got an awful lot on back home.
Right. I imagine you build your life and everything. Yeah. You know, it's hard to leave.
I think as well with family, my mother's 84, and you start thinking about that.
You want to stay there.
I have two sisters over there. And just friends. I think it's really nice to come over here and visit.
Right. yeah. But that's
not
it.
Live.
Yeah.
It's a big world, isn't it, out there to go and, you know, all the places you could go to. And I think when we were in Orlando and places like that, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
the
very
experience.
Cool. Yeah. Have you been in other places in the world too? Have you traveled?
Yeah, I've been quite lucky with the traveling that really from the age of 14 onwards.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So
when we were at school, we set off camping and ended up in the Italian Riviera. That was when I was 14. And when I was 17, 18, drove down through Europe and North Africa.
Oh, wow.
And
how cool. North
got
Africa.
Some amazing stories.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
You don't want to go there right now, though.
No, North Africa is not an easy place to go.
No, I think today you'd think twice about it.
Yeah.
Probably when you're young, you just...
Things were okay back then?
Yeah.
Over there?
Yeah. We never got in any trouble. We had a great time wherever we went. All the people we mixed and came across.
Very cool. So you've traveled a lot. Have you been to Asia at all?
No, mainly, well, when I was younger, I did a couple of overland trips through Africa, for, say, 9 months or so at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it was a company that was trying to see if they could take groups of people who would join for a month up to 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd drive from England through down to Gibraltar and then... really,
Spain.
Through North Africa, West Africa, across the Central Africa. And then depending how long they stayed, they would go on from there either back up through Egypt, up to Sudan and Egypt.
Right.
Or even down south to South Africa.
Wow. Mm. Yeah. I know. I've been to South Africa. Have you been to South Africa?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool there, huh?
Yeah.
It's different from other African countries, obviously.
Very much.
You know, and I always say that's as far as... I'm going to go in Africa, South Africa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about all the tribes and everything. I wouldn't even last a day there.
Well, I've really enjoyed some of the, say, the West African experiences in Mali and up, what used to be Upper Volta. Central Africa, we went to stay with the pygmies for a while.
Yeah, you got to be really adventurous to do that.
Oh, John definitely is.
Really?
Yeah.
So what line of work have you been in?
Really, most of the time, stainless steel and nickel alloys.
Oh, really?
Which sounds strange with travelling, but that's the... my father and my grandfather were in it. They were stainless stockholders. And we were also on the scrap foundry side with the special steels, titaniums, etc.
So you guys were like trading?
We had a factory where we did the plasma cutting for the plate and bar sawing and stock holding. And then on the other side, we had where we were chopping all the scrap up down to 6/8 inch for the feeding the foundries or 2 foot by 1 foot as it used to be. and then the special steels, depending what types.
Right.
There were.
And that's been in the family? You said your father and...
The grandfather, like that. Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You, do you still do it?
I'm nearly out of it, thank goodness.
Yeah. I know, after many years, it's like, let me out of here, right?
Yeah, no, I'm glad to be out of it, really. Yeah, there's a few bits. I mean, the last while was really more reusable stainless for the building fixings trade.
Right.
And when the recession hit, that became quite difficult.
I imagine, yeah. How's industry in the UK? Is it pretty thriving now?
No, not really. It's a big difference between the north and the south.
Well, yeah, because Sheffield, the main, that was the old steel city.
Oh, okay.
Where all the steel buildings, you know more about it, Jonathan.
Yeah.
But where all the steel factories were.
Yeah. I mean, if you look back to the old days, Sheffield was known throughout the world, whether it was for the cutlery or for the different steels that were manufactured there. And really, I would say it's almost devastated compared with what it used to be.
Yeah, everything's gone overseas now.
Yeah, yeah. Saying that, it is starting coming back. Things like titanium were really taken over by the Chinese and different places. The quality is still better in Europe and America than you would get.
Yeah, obviously. But, yeah, people go for the low price, the low cost, and everything. I know, it's the same thing here. You know, we used to have, my father was in metal, too. He was like, he had a sheet metal shop, and he was making light fixtures and electronic enclosures and things like that, you know, things made of steel and aluminum. And so we had a family business. And after a while, it just like started drying up, you know, all the business. And we realized they're all going overseas, you know, to Taiwan and Singapore and these places. And so the manufacturing has really declined.
It's declined, but they still say they're producing more stainless in Sheffield than they used to do, which is quite amazing. But the family businesses have gone.
Yeah.
That's really where they've been hit very, very hard.
Yeah.
I mean, from selling to all of them, the last few years I've been doing more in demolition, actually taking the companies apart and selling off the machinery and everything. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty sad stuff, you know. And I see it happen quite a bit, you know. And you have a lot of expensive equipment and everything, you know, and you just got to sell it for pennies, you know.
Yeah. Well, and the factories in Sheffield, I mean, they're huge.
Yeah.
Huge, big steel factories. It's just that's what Sheffield is. It's not the prettiest because it's all the big steel.
Right, industrial town.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Completely.
How did you end up there? Did you grow up in Sheffield? Or did
I was born in Sheffield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And really, I started working for my father at weekend sort of thing when I was, say, 14 or so. And then we used to break barges up as well and small ships.
Oh, wow.
Things like that. And then went more into the looking after the warehouse, really, and then running that, and the stock control and everything else. And
is that how you got into boats?
Not really.
Big boat guy.
Oh, really?
How did you get into boats?
Oh, wow.
I'd split up with an ex-girlfriend who we were going to live in the Channel Islands, and I'd sold the warehouse and my house. And then 3 days after I arrived there, it went pear-shaped. And I decided to buy myself a little sailboat, which I'd always wanted, which was a little 26-foot Saddler.
That's very cool. So is Sheffield on the coast? I mean, do you have access to water?
No, further away.
No, so where do you take your boat?
Well, I was in the Channel Islands, and at that time, I thought, I'd said goodbye to everybody, closed the business, and I thought, cracky, what am I going to do now? So I bought this little boat. Another friend of mine had gone through his second divorce and said, can I join you? So we went off down through France and the Canal de Midi, and we had a great time.
How cool.
So I got lost.
How big was the boat?
Only 26 foot.
Really? But it's good enough to travel kind of far, right?
Yeah. I joined in the end the first ARC race in 1986, so I ended up in Barbados in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then from there went on. Yeah. Got the bug.
Well, there's definitely a lot of boats here, you know. Yeah. I mean, if you want to rent one or something, you could. We've got a lot in the marina.
Yeah, I'm going to take him to the marina, and tomorrow we're going to go to Newport.
Yeah.
And see all the. I love Newport Beach.
And, that would be nice.
Yeah, and that was one of. When my mom came in January, we went to Newport just for lunch or something. And I don't even know how I knew about Newport then. I don't. Maybe I think I Googled a lot before she came last time, so I think I found. Like, well, we're gonna go here because Google says it looks nice. But Balboa Island and all the Newport's one of my favorite places. I love it.
Right, that's Orange County here in California, and it's it is beautiful there. Yeah. You should definitely take.
Yeah, so we're gonna go there and look and be able to look at all the boats. And,
make sure you go to Venice Beach. Have you been to Venice Beach yet at all?
Yeah, we went last time.
Oh, you went last time?
Yeah. Yeah, we went and got breakfast at one of the places, but it was not in the crazy boardwalk, more a little bit further south. But
okay.
I think John will like the.
Yeah, there's a sidewalk cafe right on the right there in Venice, you know, where everybody walks.
Yeah.
And it's fun because you can eat and watch people
and
at the same time.
And that's what you got to do in Venice because it's an interesting place.
It's very interesting, I'm sure they don't have that in England, you know?
Yeah.
Places like that, yeah.
Definitely not.
But England's got its places too, you know? Now, did you have to go to London and stuff? How far is Sheffield from London? Is it pretty far?
A couple hundred miles, really, 180 miles.
Oh, okay, so it's quite a drive. I mean, it's like going to Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but do you guys go there sometimes? Do you have any business there at all?
Not really. I went to see my daughter who's down there, but in the old days, I used to go down to a couple of the scrap companies who would either sell to or buy from.
Right.
We used to do quite a lot of export, and a couple of the companies were based down there in London, so we'd go now and again down there to see them.
Right.
But mainly they would come up to see us to see what stock, because they wanted silvers to see what you had.
Right.
We used to get a lot from the northeast and then bring it down to Sheffield, and then they'd come up to us, and then we'd ship it down to London.
Right.
Yeah.
But you go to Southampton.
Hmm.
Southampton's one of the southeast coast towns.
South.
I don't know where it is. I know it's south, but because there's a boat show down there every year.
Mm. Oh, okay. So that's where they go.
Yeah.
I used to go to Falmouth a lot. I kept a couple of boats down in Falmouth, which is a really good sailing area down there.
Wow. Is sailing pretty popular in the UK?
Yes. I'm more of a wooden boat type of person, and therefore certain areas like Falmouth are more of the traditional working boats still, and just pilot cutters and different things. And
does the weather ever permit, though? I mean, really, it does.
In the summer, it's great.
Yeah.
Down south, it's a lot different. It's like a completely different world.
Really?
Completely.
Wow.
Why they live up north, I've no idea.
My grandfather was from Isle of Wight, actually. So,
which is a little island.
That's just off the south coast, in the war.
That's interesting that they would be different, because England is not that big, you know.
No,
but it's
no,
it's,
but the weather's different. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, even London's a big difference, and that's only like 200 miles, and it's a big difference in the weather.
Right.
And especially because, well, you were saying before the show, I didn't know, John, but Buxton's the highest
town
in
it's really
in
quite
the UK?
Cold there. We get snow when nobody else gets snow.
Really?
Yeah. And it's quite bleak. It's a spa town.
Yeah.
And it's known for its waters.
Yeah, it's very good. Drinking water.
Yeah, it comes out of the ground, and it's the temperature of the water in the 1700s, 1800s. It used to have all the plunge baths and everything. It was like a real holiday resort, I guess.
Yeah,
an old healing place, which they are trying to re-establish again now.
Right,
and I think they will do in the near future. There's some beautiful old buildings up there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's not drinking water like in L.A. My boyfriend, because when he's from the Bay Area, and he was explaining to Mum and John that the water, where does it come? It comes from Lake Tahoe, which isn't very far, but here it spans for, I mean, who knows where it comes from.
Yeah.
So he will not drink the tap water. We have to get the huge big bottle thing and fill that up. Do you drink the tap water here?
I don't drink water, period. I drink soda. I bathe in soda, too. But no, I mean, bottled water is very popular here in L.A. because people don't like the water, I guess. I don't think there's anything wrong with our water,
neither
though.
Neither do
you
I.
Know? I really
I don't.
I don't
either.
I mean, I've been in places where the water is terrible.
Yeah.
You know, but here it's fine. It's just that it's fashionable to get all these fancy water bottles, you know, that you pay $3 for.
Yeah. Well, for a small bottle.
Costs more than gasoline, you know. Yeah.
That's what Buxton has become known for. Nestle's taking it over now. And,
Nestle the chocolate.
Yeah.
Do you know Nestle? Yeah.
Oh, Nestle chocolate.
Yeah, Nestle chocolate. Right. Because in England, it's Nestle and Cadbury's, which do they even have? Well, they do have Cadbury's here, but it's nowhere near.
Right.
Or did Nestle take over Cadbury's too? Yeah. Yeah, so it's just Nestle. But the Cadbury's chocolate in America is nothing compared to.
Do they make it here, you think?
Is I don't know, but it just doesn't. It doesn't taste the same. It's not thick like in England. It's thicker, and it's just so much better.
Yeah,
that's one thing. They so much chocolate. I say to my every time, can you just bring some chocolate, please?
Yeah, I know. And you sent me a piece, and it melted in the car. It was so hot.
Yeah,
so
that
I
was
missed
my granny.
Out on that one. Yeah,
yeah.
I know it gets so hot here, man. You can't keep anything in your car.
No.
Yeah. But no, you can, I think you came to perfect weather now. You know, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just very nice. You know?
Well, hopefully there's just no... Yesterday, we went to this little cafe on the beach down near Manhattan Beach, and it was just... It was so overcast. There was no... The sun was really trying to get out, but because there was clouds, it just wasn't warm.
Right.
It was just cold.
Yeah.
So I don't see any clouds today from this side, but hopefully at the beach there's still no clouds.
Yeah. So, John, so you had sushi for the first time the other night?
Yeah, I mean, we've had it there, but where you buy it from the supermarket, and it's just not the same.
Not
at
the
all.
Same as when you go to a restaurant.
No.
What did you think? Did you like it?
Oh, yeah, the sake is really good.
Really? He likes the sake. You guys are such drinkers in the UK, I'm telling you. All these pubs and everything. That's where you met your wife in the bar. I mean, my God, you know.
Well, you have to stay warm and the pubs are warm.
Exactly. And you have to have something to do without the sun coming out, you know.
But they have such cool, like, mulled wine is something that you can't get in America. But it's, what is mulled wine?
It's basically a red wine. Well, there's white wine as well, with the fruit in it. And when it's cold, that's really what you want to drink. It's got, you'd have the cinnamon in it and different spices. People make homemade ones, or you buy it by the bottles from the supermarkets and just warm it up. And it's really a very warming drink. And
So when it's cold and snowing outside, you go into the pub, have a glass of mulled wine, and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Mulled wine, that sounds gross, kind of.
I'm not a big fan, but keeps people warm. But it does it. It warms you up because it's warm. It's nice and warm. And
very cool. So you like the sake. Have you had it before?
Yes, I've had it before, but...
Yeah. I know. To me, it's kind of weird to drink alcohol when it's hot, you know. But but people love this stuff, you know.
It was. It's. We went to a place in Westchester. It's really good. In the sake, I've never had sake that was that good. But I'm not the biggest fan of it.
Right.
But it was really, really good.
Really,
yeah, really tasty.
Oh wow.
Yeah. It was Canpai. I think they have them in the valley too. That was the name of the place. But it was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
And
you have, I think sushi is sort of an acquired taste, you know. I mean, for years I wouldn't even touch it. And then I tasted it. It was good. It was okay. But I won't go out of my way to have sushi, you know. I mean, it's okay. When people want to go, it's kind of like fun to order all the different things. And it always looks pretty and appetizing. But and here in L.A., it's very, very popular.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why, it's just trendy.
Well, I think it's because it's one of those foods that you're still going out to eat, but it's healthy. It's not terrible for you, whereas you go to, an ale house or somewhere, and it's all it is fries and onion rings and burgers. And whereas at least sushi, you can go out and it's somewhat healthy.
Right.
My boyfriend Josh, who is also going to miss me doing this because he listens all the time.
Really?
Yeah. But he's been saying for the past month or two, "Can we go get sushi? Can we go get sushi?" We'll be deciding where to go to dinner, and I'm like, So when I said that my mom really wanted to go, he was so happy.
Yeah.
He's like, "Finally." Finally, we can go get sushi.
Cool. Yeah, there's a lot of great food here. I mean, there's a lot of diversity in LA and stuff. Although I know in England, too, you know, when I was in London, it's hard to decide what restaurant to go to. There's just so many different ones. Indian restaurants,
that's
and Thai restaurants.
And that's their favorite, too, because
really? They
like spicy food, so the vindaloo.
Yeah.
The spicier, the better. The vindaloo is the spice. Isn't that the spiciest dish?
Fowl.
Oh, that's the spiciest?
Well, it's the hottest one. Hmm? Well, that's the hottest we go for, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's true that whether you get Thai or dim sum or Chinese or Indian food, and it's not as fatty. It's not fried and battered,
right.
And apart from fish and chips.
Yeah.
Fish and chips are battered.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips, and I like the curry sauce that comes with it.
Yeah.
See, that's what I miss in England.
Yeah.
As well as my family.
But they have Indian food here, right?
It's not as good.
Not as good, really?
No.
Wow.
It's not. I would never take them to an Indian restaurant here.
Really?
I'll eat it because I love Indian food and it's the best I'm going to get.
Right.
But it's not nowhere near.
Wow.
Yeah, nowhere near.
That's interesting.
But then the pizza is so much better in America.
Yeah, the pizza.
Yeah. Pizza and burgers.
Every place has got its own things,
yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
We sure know how to make hamburgers here.
That's
for true.
Sure, huh? It's the American speciality.
Right. But I think it's cool that America and the UK are so connected, you know, because it's sort of like, I mean, without them, the world would be chaos, you know, and... Even before America joined the war, World War II, the whole world depended on England, you know, to save the day, and they did. You know, I mean, the Americans joined and stuff, but it was the UK that stood alone pretty much against the Nazis.
Yeah, this is true. But I think at the time, if you hadn't joined, I don't know where we'd be today.
Yeah, huh? I know. But it's cool because a lot of American history has to do with England and that sort of thing. So that's...
I always find it interesting, though, because I don't know anything about history. I didn't learn it at school.
Really?
I learned about Henry VIII and all his wives that he beheaded and killed and all that isn't relevant. But I really didn't...
He got cyanide.
Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't learn... And I don't think it was the fact that I wasn't listening. I really don't think it was that. I think it was that we didn't really learn about English history. And we went to castles and we would go on school trips to weird things that weren't in... Like, it's a castle from whenever ago, but it wasn't significant. It was just a random castle that was close to school.
Right.
So who wants to know about that?
Right.
But we didn't learn about the really interesting
English
history.
That's very... I mean, that sounds strange, right? I mean...
Yeah, well, I think so.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm the only one that didn't learn. Because everybody else seems to know about it, but I just...
But then you went to college here, so in college you didn't learn that either.
No, I remember... I took race and ethnicity, and it was about American history.
Really?
And it was the worst class ever. I had no idea about anything. It was the worst. I was like, I don't know English history, never mind American.
Yeah, I know. English history is very rich. I mean, I'm fascinated with it and stuff. You know, I mean, there's been, you know, before. I mean, America has only been around for 250 years. But before that, really, most of Western culture started there. There was always conflicts with France and stuff for like who's going to control Europe and who's going to be the big power and everything, but and Germany as well. But England was always the point of light, I think, you know, for the world. And for that, you know, I think everybody has to be grateful that there was like a balance to all this evil in the world, you know. Had Winston Churchill, who was a great leader. Great leader.
Yeah.
Is he still highly regarded there?
I would say definitely, yes.
Yeah. Even though sometimes people find something wrong with leaders and things like that, you know. I mean, there's always, you know, there's always something that you can find on someone. But you got to look at their achievements, their accomplishments, you know. And I think he knew what he was doing, you know, almost single-handedly saved Europe.
Yeah, I feel like there's never as much drama surrounding the prime minister or as there is in America with the president.
Yeah.
Like, John F. Kennedy comes to mind, and there's always something big that happens. But
right.
It's because America's such a big country.
Right.
It's a big country to rule, whereas England, I mean, or the UK, the size of Florida.
Yeah.
Ish, about.
I know. Well, the UK also had one of the largest recent empires, you know, not comparing to the Roman Empire and stuff, but it was a pretty big empire. I mean, there's English influence everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
You know, many places like Japan, they drive on the left side of the street like you guys do and stuff. So a lot of influence. I think in India, too, there was a lot of influence, a lot of British influence there as well. And, of course, in South Africa and Australia. And so England's been everywhere, you know.
Yeah. It's true. Is America one of the only countries that drives on the right-hand side?
No, I think most of the world does on the right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Europe... almost all of it, except for England. England has always kept itself separate from the mainland. Also with the money, you know, they've kept the pound. You know, they didn't go with the euro and everything. Because I think they've got their own identity, you know. They've got their own history, and they're proud of it.
I think they're trying to keep that going now.
Yeah.
To be separate in one sense from Europe, but also in it.
Right.
To have the advantages... but have your own rules made rather than by Brussels, etc.
Right.
I mean, they do come out with some really strange rulings sometimes, and I think it gets the backs up of the average English person.
Yeah.
And then what you believe the amount that we have to pay to be in.
Yeah.
And I think at the moment it's one of the major topics and will be at the next election.
Yeah,
to decide whether it stays in or out.
Right.
When you're so close to everybody, I think whether you like it or not, you should play a major or as large a part as you could.
Right.
You can't just chop yourself off and become a little isolated.
Right. You can't isolate yourself. Yeah. I mean, America has tried that and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. You know. So you can't be an isolationist in this world, especially today with communications and technology. Everything is so small that you can't possibly stay isolated from anything.
No.
Well, I'd forgotten what English money looked like.
Really?
It's been a long time since I've been back, but I'd forgotten what it looked like. And yesterday when my mum had pounds and they're so much bigger.
The bills.
Yeah, yeah. The bills are so much wider and... But euros are more like the dollar, aren't they?
Right.
They're
thin, they're smaller.
They're not as wide.
Right.
But the pounds are really wide and
they're
quite pretty. It's like purple. And
right. You know what always I wonder about is how the English accent has changed so much from when people came from England and then to America. Where did they pick up the new accent, you know? Because it was all English people that came here, you know, so...
Well, the Irish were a big influence, I think, as well.
What's that?
Yeah, the Irish were a big influence.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you think that had something to do with it? They sort of, like, mixed up everything.
Yes, I think... if you go back to when they were coming over here, I think they had a big influence because really for such a small area, if you go up to the northeast and then to, say, Cumbria, which is where Lynn is from originally.
And that's right.
The difference is really...
That's right, massive. Up north in England. Mm. And it's true that there's so many different accents in England in just a small space.
Wow.
I mean, you have Liverpudlian, which is a nightmare to understand. You have a Newcastle accent, which is a Geordie accent, which is also a nightmare to understand.
Wow.
And then you have the posh, like posh London kind of accent.
Uh-huh.
Southwest.
And yeah, there's Evan, just so many. Formal. And there's that many accents in one little space. In America, it's like you have the Northeast, like New York, Boston,
right,
and then the Southern accent. But it's such a big space that you would... expect that.
Right.
Kind of. But England is so small, but it has so many accents. I mean, right, Geordie has its own, like, own strange words, and it's just bizarre.
Well,
but it's really hard to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Well, there's so much background from England here. These were people that had great ideas. They wanted to start something new, and we can thank England for that. I think for America.
Yeah.
Well, so cool. So you guys are going to be here for another week and a half.
Yeah, we go up to the
Bay Area
on Wednesday for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, we're going to go up there, and we'll go to San Francisco into the city, and
that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is a nice holiday. Do you guys have it back there? No, right?
No.
It's an American holiday.
Yeah,
it's about the pilgrims coming to America and all that stuff.
But I explained that our Christmas dinner is kind of what the Americans have on Thanksgiving, turkey and all that. And then I don't really know what Christmas dinner is in America. I don't know what people eat, really. I think it dependent on the family?
I think ham is connected with it or something, yeah. But it depends, yeah. Some people make turkey
And I've seen people
Christmas
have, like,
too,
the tradition of getting Chinese on every Christmas day,
right,
or ribs or something like that. But Thanksgiving is definitely like our Christmas dinner, the big turkey. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. It never feels like a holiday here because it's always sunny and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But, we could use some snow here during the holidays, huh?
That would be nice,
not
but I don't
happen.
See it.
Not going to happen. Well, this is cool. So, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah. Fascinating man.
Interesting.
Your mom seems very interesting, too. It's just that she seems very quiet. She's sitting as far away from the microphone as she can without sitting outside the studio.
It's true.
But that's okay. You seem very sweet. And, you know, I can't imagine a mother not being sweet with a daughter like this. You know,
so thank you, Sam.
There you go. Charlotte, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
It's been a great run.
It really has. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for making my morning great every morning.
Yeah, definitely. And you've added a lot to the show, and I'm really grateful, and we're going to miss you, you know?
I'll miss being here.
All the best to you, though. And
Thank you, you too.
Try to keep us posted on Facebook and everything, what's going on.
I definitely will.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back soon.
The best in morning radio. Tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.